Vespertilio is the title of a play at this year's Dublin Fringe Festival. Also the name of the last greater mouse-eared bat. That's right. The last greater mouse-eared bat. That animal's fight against extinction and the complicated love story of his champion and a homeless man who happen upon the bat cave is the subject of Barry McStay's play with Fight and Hope Theatre Company that's coming to the Fringe Festival, as I said. Barry is with me here in studio. You're a Kildare man.
I am, yeah.
Barry, but there's quite a definite English flavour to this story. Why is that?
I've been living in the UK for 10 years in London, and I read this article about this particular bat, which, as you said, is the last of its kind. It's widespread across Europe, but there's in the UK, there's literally one single male greater mouse-eared bat that comes back and hibernates in this tunnel in Chichester in the south of England every winter and disappears in the summer and comes back and goes away. I read this article and I thought it's quite sad, but it's also quite inspiring that he's, you know,
he's
a survivor, but he's also lonely. He's got no other. He doesn't have a flock or a mate or anything like that. So
is it quite unusual now? I'm not a big expert. You are on bats, but is it unusual for a bat to be alone? Beast like that.
Yeah, it's funny. I wouldn't have considered myself a bat expert until I wrote this play. Yeah. I wouldn't even do now. But apparently, this particular species, he should be polygamous. He should have several mates. So yeah. In fact, he's on his own. And they inspected him once while he was hibernating. He'd never been sexually active. So it seemed quite a tragic existence. And he's in bat years, he's about middle-aged as well. So there were all these sort of overtones which suggested that there could be linked to a human story about loneliness and isolation.
Well, immediately, I mean, the minute you said that, those things that you've just said, yeah. I think of the character of Alan, because there are two men involved here. Alan is 39, middle-aged?
39-ish, going on to 40, yeah.
So he's middle-aged, very early middle-aged in some of our minds. He's an early middle-aged Alan, and then there's a much younger character here
Josh
as well,
a
character called Josh. So in some ways, Alan is the hero of the bat, but he's the kind of the human mirror image, isn't he?
Yeah, so Alan is a bat enthusiast. He lives on his own. His parents are no longer there. He's in his big empty house, and his whole life revolves around his love for this bat and how he sort of does talks about and he works with the Bat Conservation Trust. And then he stumbles across Josh, who's a 19-year-old boy run away from home in the railway tunnel where the bat hibernates, and initially kicking a stranger out because they're wanting to protect the bat, but then they reconnect and develop a relationship.
And that thing about, you know, going in into the tunnel where the bat is, the important thing here, and I presume this is true to a certain amount of the science as well, that waking up an animal in hibernation is not a good idea.
Yeah, it could kill him. And Alan immediately freaks out, and Josh sort of teases him for being more interested in the bats than he is in another human being at the start.
Yeah, and one of the clever things I think that you do in the play is that we have Alan giving a little lecture, which means you can actually give us all the information we need to know about bats that then makes sense of certain things we hear later on.
It's true.
And we're going to hear a clip from the play. Who are the two actors that are playing the parts in this production? And are these the ones that are coming to, actors that are coming to Dublin?
So we had the show played in London in February, and we have the same cast returning. It's Joshua Oakes-Rogers plays the character of Josh, and Benedict Salter plays Alan. And I think the clip you're going to play is immediately after he's kicked him out of the tunnel, there's a lecture which Alan gives, and then suddenly Josh is at this lecture.
All right, let's listen.
That was good.
What?
Really good.
Why are you here?
Are you going to ask me that every time we meet?
What are you doing here?
I wanted to see your speech.
How did you...
I googled your name, Alan Stafford. Some bat fancier's message board came up. Someone was like, oh, Alan Stafford's giving a speech tonight. I'm really excited because he's so dreamy, etc. You gotta follow him, mate. People standing for you hard online.
I don't know what that means.
It means that you're a bat celeb.
Did you find somewhere to sleep?
So this bat, is he really the only one then?
Josh.
And he's never had sex?
Josh.
That would suck.
But
he's lucky because he's got you to look after.
Where did you...
In a field under a trailer. All right? I didn't go back to the tunnel. You're a good man. Well done.
Sorry.
You gotta look after the things that matter, right? And you look good out there. In full flight, your wings spread. I like people who care about stuff. It's good to give a crap.
That sounds like it should be on a poster.
Or a meme.
What's a meme?
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
I don't really do jokes.
Is that a joke?
You're very confident.
Your mouth.
What?
I've just noticed. I've not seen that before.
What?
It goes up at one side and down at the other. Has nobody ever pointed that out to you before?
No.
This side's a smile, and this side's a frown. It's like it can't make up its mind.
I hadn't noticed.
It's cute. Bay's got curves.
Thank you. I should probably be,
with your fans?
Well, there's some members of the Bat Conservation Trust.
But you'd rather talk to me.
Would I?
Yeah.
Gosh, you're exhausting.
Yeah, but you like me. More than you're going to admit. In fact, you wouldn't mind going for a drink with me. You're just too scared to ask. Lucky for you, I'm the kind of guy who will do the asking and the answering for you. So, yeah, sure, I'll go for a drink with you. You're buying.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you are.
There we go. Joshua Oakes Rogers as the character of Josh and Benedict Salter as the character of Alan in the play Vesper Tilio. And the writer of that play, Barry McStay, is with me in the studio. And we can hear the tension that's between there. There's attraction, there's a sexual attraction. We get a sense of that very early on. Are there scientific reflections there across into the bat world as well?
Yeah, I didn't realise this, but we visited when we were creating the play originally. We visited the Bat Conservation Trust in London, who were very kind to us. And one of the guys there said, actually, do you know there's a really high rate of homosexuality among bats? So it was a nice little synergy. I was looking at all these interesting themes of loneliness and isolation that as a gay man I felt and gay men might feel. But then when he said this as well, it seemed like it was another sort of extra layer.
And what about the other aspect of bats, and was that important to you, and how did you want to feed that into the story? You know, the idea that the bat is the vampire, bat is the bloodsucker that takes the life out of people, you know, and is this kind of demonic, almost quite evil mammal as well.
Yeah, there's a sort of people are very, they have a sinisterness to them, for the Dracula connection and all of that stuff. And I sort of had that when I was starting to write it, but became more interested in them. And I guess there is that sort of, there's an air of strangeness to them, and there's an air of strangeness to the two characters, and there's an unknown aspect to both of them. You don't really know where they've come from or where they're going, and they're both kind of lost until they meet each other. So it adds an extra layer of, I think, strangeness and oddness to the whole thing, which I really like.
And the relationship that built between Josh and Alan, and the fact that there was a sexual side to it, was that to the fore of your mind from early on? And the meeting with the bat world was a happy coincidence, or how did that happen?
Yeah, the bat story, oddly, was the thing that came from. I just read the article and was so fascinated by it. And then when I started to write these characters, and I thought, okay, the idea of isolation, so one of them's a loner, and then a person bursts into the life who has a way of opening them up. And it's about that idea that some people are just surviving as opposed to really living, and that's what the two characters kind of help each other to. They're both in their own way broken, but a little bit fix each other.
Yeah, and the Vesper Tilio aspect, Vesper, I suppose most people will know that word as having some connection with the evening time. How important is that in the case of this animal? All bats are not.
Yeah, Vesper Tilio is the Latin word for bat. Apart from it just being quite a nice title for a play, Alan is such a bat nerd, and he does have some Latin in his speech that you mentioned, that which he starts apologising for as well. And I think it's quite nice to have a character who's so unabashedly proud and interested in something. And Josh says, no, it's sexy that you're as into this. Yeah. I know it's like an odd thing to be interested in, but passion is attractive.
Yeah, it doesn't matter in some ways what the passion is for. You were saying that you've been living and working in England now for how long?
I've been over there for 10 years. Yeah.
So to get a chance now to bring this show, which has been successful for you in London, to bring it back home, how important was that, and what does that mean to you?
So we had a run at the Vault Festival in London in February, and we won a nice award there.
The Vault Festival?
Yes, I know, it's very appropriate.
Is it all plays about bats?
Oddly enough, it's in the railway tunnels underneath Waterloo Station.
Perfect setting.
We pitched it to them, saying this is the perfect venue for it. And we're in the boys' school in Smock Alley, which, if your listeners will know, it's got that nice subterranean feel to it as well.
Could be bats living there too.
Could be. There's a few batty writers certainly going to be floating around. And the Dublin Fringe is such an amazing festival, and my first play was here 4 years ago, and I'm really just very excited to bring it back home, because I think that even though it's set in the UK, the themes are really universal, I think.
Yeah, well, that isolation, etc.
Yeah.
It's not confined to one country or anything like it. That's Barry McStay speaking to us about the play Vespertilio, and it's at the Boys' School, as Barry told us, at Smock Alley Theatre, and that's from next Tuesday, September the 17th. It runs through until the 22nd, and you can find out full information on the Fringe Festival website, which is fringefest.com.